Man convicted for stabbing death of UCLA grad student at furniture store. Los Angeles. After just over an hour of deliberations, a downtown Los Angeles jury Tuesday convicted a transient of first-degree murder for stabbing a female UCLA graduate student 46 times in an audio-recorded attack at a Hancock Park boutique furniture store. Sean Laval Smith, now 34, was found guilty of the January 13, 2022, attack on Brianna Kupfer, who was working alone inside the Croft House in the 300 block of North La Brea Avenue, near Beverly Boulevard. Jurors also found true a special circumstance allegation of murder while lying in wait, along with an allegation that the defendant used a knife during the commission of the crime. The trial is set to move into its sanity phase, which will be heard starting October 2 by Superior Court Judge Mildred Escobedo. Smith faces a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole if the judge determines he was sane at the time of the crime. Smith, who pleaded both not guilty and not guilty by reason of insanity, had waived a jury trial for the sanity phase. "I would say it's overwhelming sense of relief," the victim's father, Todd Kupfer, said shortly after the jury's verdict. "This has obviously been a brutal couple of weeks for us. The fact that we cried the entire time, that's what it was like." He called it gut-wrenching to sit there and watch the end of your daughter's life. "At the end of the day, this got a lot of attention because it was basically good versus evil and something very evil that happened to somebody very, very good," the young woman's father said. With her voice cracking, the woman's mother, Lori Kupfer, told reporters, "Justice will never be served because our daughter's not alive." But the DA did a wonderful job, and the jury really listened to the evidence that they heard, and we are very happy that they understood the law and made the correct decision. "As I said, it's not just, but it will protect the public, which is what I think it was meant to do." In his closing argument Monday, Deputy District Attorney Habib Balian described Smith as a man who hates women and went from business to business while hunting for a woman alone, and then posed as a customer when he found Kupfer working on her own. "Her guard was down," the prosecutor said of the 24-year-old victim. "He was lying in wait for his perfect target. She had no idea what he plans to do to her." On a digital audio recorder that was left behind at the scene and was still running when police arrived, the woman's assailant can be heard saying that he was not gonna hurt her and ordering her to just get down on the floor. Then the woman can be heard screaming. Smith left the young woman bleeding on the ground, left through a back door of the business, and calmly walked down an alley before disappearing between two apartment buildings, Balian told jurors. In his haste to leave the crime scene, the defendant left behind a knife sheath, and the audio recorder, all of which contained his DNA, the prosecutor said. In a recording that was made about 2.5 weeks earlier and was subsequently found on the recorder, Smith allegedly can be heard saying, "I do not like," and vowing to destroy everything. Defense attorney Robert Haberer countered that the recording from December 2021 did not prove there was a motive to commit murder by the man he described as a homeless drifter, roaming at commercial businesses to talk with people behind the counter. Smith's lawyer called the recording a mildly incoherent rant laced with profanities and not exactly some sort of manifesto or smoking gun for a ghastly murder 2.5 weeks later. "The fact that he was upset about women is not a red flag," Haberer told jurors about the older recording, describing it as a tantrum to himself in which he was blowing off steam. Smith's attorney argued that it would take a Grand Canyon leap of logic to conclude from the recording about 2.5 weeks before the slaying that the man he repeatedly referred to as the suspect intended then to kill someone. "The decision to attack Brianna Kupfer happened in an instant. This was not planned in any way," the defense lawyer said. "This was not an ambush. This was an attack in plain sight. The opposite of what an ambush is," Haberer added in his closing argument. The defense attorney said he wondered whether jurors would even think that Smith was the assailant, and noted at another point in his closing argument that jurors could consider the lesser offense of second-degree murder. Balian, who argued that there was overwhelming evidence of premeditation, urged the panel to convict Smith of the most serious charge of first-degree murder and the special circumstance allegation, as well as the knife allegation. "Oh, it's him," the prosecutor said of the defense attorney's remark questioning whether the assailant was actually Smith. The woman's body was found on the floor by a woman who came into the store with her boyfriend and then rushed outside to call 911. Kupfer was pronounced dead in the store. Smith, who gave police a fake name, was taken into custody 6 days later after a Pasadena resident called police to report a sighting of the defendant following an offer of a reward, according to the prosecutor. The defendant has remained behind bars since his arrest. The judge revoked Smith's right to act as his own attorney during the trial following a contentious hearing in June 2023 in which he directed profanities at the judge during his first appearance before her and abruptly rose from his seat in the downtown Los Angeles courtroom. A day after Smith was arrested in Kupfer's killing, dozens of people gathered outside the furniture store for a vigil to pay tribute to the young woman's life and decry the senselessness of her death. Bree was the brightest part of anyone's day who got to interact with her. Alex Siegel, a co-owner of the Croft House Furniture Store, said then, "She was smart and capable and intelligent, kind and friendly, and just an incredibly driven person." By Terry Vermeulen Keith.